because this is part of the Obsidian collection, and we're hoping that, you know, the recording of these poems will be encouragement for future writers, future black poets, not just from the UK, which we are, this is where we're based, but we all, as you, you've heard, we're all from all over the place. But how did you keep it going? Because I've known you, all of you, at least for 10 years, at least. Just a quick one around the room. Malaika, how'd you keep it going?
Well, I think it's community. Like, I think, you know, I reach out to Keith, help me. You know, for the formative parts of my life, I've hung out with Roger Robinson, you know, Jacob Samler Rose, you know, Karen McCarthy Wolf. There's a greeting that we used to have as well. You know, as soon as we saw each other, we'd be like, what are you reading? And I know I passed that on to Raymond. And Raymond's taking it like... Raymond's taking it clear.
You should have a book club and I'll be part of it. Yeah. I swear to God.
You're... Raymond's taking that reading clear.
Yeah,
but, you know,
man.
When we met, first of all, you know, people would say, like, what are you reading? Yo, have you known this poet? I discovered this poet. And we would talk poetry. We would finish poetry events and talk poetry and in cafes and in restaurants and... You know, Wagamama should really have, like, kind of should have, like, really supported us.
I'm going Wagamama's on Sunday with a poet as well, just before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was like, but I think that, and then also kind of being mentored, being taught, and every time seeing people, because in the wider world, everyone's like, what's that? What are you doing? What's your job? What do you really do? But actually seeing people who are like, what are you writing? What's the latest thing you wrote? You know, if I know I'm going to see one of you guys, it's like, oh, I've got to finish a poem. Mm. So in the times that, and in the times that I wasn't writing or I felt like I wanted to give up, I would just see one of you guys. Mm. And then you would say something to me or, you know, I'd go to see a poet or sometimes just, I write surrounded by my community. I have like a bookcase. So sometimes
the bookcase is mad.
The bookcase, you just pull someone off the bookcase sometimes when you're stuck, you know. And actually, sometimes when you can't write, it's agonizing. It's like, it's kind of like tension in your head. Like, what am I doing? What's happening? This sense of loss. So I think I use even your guys' achievements, you know. Oh, wow, Ray's got a book out. Oh, wow, Ray's got a project.
Yeah, that was good. I went to your launch. That was encouraging.
And
yeah.
So that kind of like, oh, wow, you know, Nee's book has just, you know, dropped. This has happened to Nee's book. And then I go, right, okay, these are my people. I got to write some more.
Or like when, when Keith became a doctor.
A doctor, yes.
Yeah. PhD. You're now Doctor Who.
Yeah, so that's kind of what helped me. I'll stop there.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think, you know, you answer it differently on different themes. But yes, definitely, like, being grounded with other poets around me, being mentored. I mean, Malaika Booker is literally my first mentor, like, in poetry. I'd say when I was, like, really trying to understand what it is that my mission was, I just had some, like, instinct to just write. And I've had it since I was a kid. You know, that's something that I sometimes feel like having to prove to people. I'm like, you know, this isn't a trend for me. Like, this is something I know I'm going to be doing for my life, you know?
And yeah, you have to admit it to yourself as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I really realised that. Like, what Malaika just said about, like, you know, you feel it when you're not writing. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, I really am not my best self unless I'm engaging with poetry, with writing, with language, with something. You know, I was writing about this recently, actually, in my notebook, just about, like, what is it? Am I missing something now in the kind of, you know, being out there as like a public poet, when for so long it was a very private thing? I wouldn't dare let anyone read what I was writing. It was only me.
Okay.
And the way that this idea of success, someone asked me recently, what is success to you? And I was like, you know, people talk about, you know, awards and all these like kind of visible manifestations of success, which are very like kind of conventional and public. But there's something in it that's like, nah, man, like the success for me has to be that quiet thing. That thing where you've written the thing that you know you needed to.
The writing of a poem.
Yeah.
When you write a poem, it's like scoring a goal, man.
Such a feeling. A flow. And even like no one else has read it yet.
Yeah.
It's just this private thing that's just you. And you're like, you're good today. It's like, writing went well today.
Yeah.
You know, I ate well, I wrote well. And I'm like living a life chasing that constantly, you know, and I feel like that's a good life.
And you have to admit that it has more quality than the outward manifestation.
Yeah, completely.
That's the real purchase.
Yes, completely.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's nothing more humbling than a page. Because every time you have an idea, you're starting from scratch. And you don't know what's going to happen and the failures and everything, you know, and nobody sees all that. They just see the one that came out shining, like gold. You know what I mean? But there's all the bronze pieces in the woods in the thing, and there's sometimes where it's like,
when you didn't put your running shoes on and your feet are burning.
Yeah.
Keith, how about you?
I'd say, Malaika, you said it all with community. Mm. And that's one thing that's definitely kept me going, just feeling that there are other people who get it and sort of, it kind of reinforces that inner drive. And also for me, because I write in other forms and because obviously other aspects of my life happen, I also have the understanding that I will be more productive on a kind of first draft level on some days, weeks, months than at other times. So there are some days where I struggle to write, and there are going to be other days where it just comes out and I'm like, oh, okay, this is good. And you can, and understanding that
the fluctuation
is helpful, because otherwise you can panic, I'm never going to be able to write a good poem again. What's going on?
When I was a young girl, I struggled. I remember coming to Malaika when Malaika's kitchen was in its early infancies, and I confided in Malaika and I said to her, gosh, everyone's want me today, man, what's up? I said to Malaika,
hey, Nick.
Can't talk now. But everyone said to me, I said to Malaika, listen, I'm broken because I wasn't reading, I wasn't writing enough, and I was struggling. And you was right, it was about community. But also, I think what it was is what I didn't realize then that I realize now is that this poetry thing, you can't just turn it off and on.
Mm.
You have to keep at it. Even when the outside world is saying something else. So, and that took me a while to understand. So it doesn't matter whether, you know, you're getting a commission or not, or there's a workshop to go to or not, or, you know, money's coming in or not, to do something around the poetry. And that means actively reading, writing, or something, like something that is productive, not something, because there are things you can do around poetry that aren't poetry. And you can fool yourself for a long while. But actually, there are foundational things that you can do. And part of that is community. So part of that is engaging with other writers, because, you know, no team works on its own. No individual is successful on their own. You need to have that engagement. That's what I've realized.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, this is it. Like, everyone in this room right now has at some point given me that carry on, you know. I've shown you some. You've seen some bad poems of mine, man.
Standard operating procedure. All right, let's get back to it. Ray, you hit with two. I'm gonna do two, and then we'll just go round in twos. Is that okay?
Yep. Okay.